Bill Breeden rose to national fame in the mid-1980s. He was the only person ever to serve jail time in connection with the Iran-Contra scandal. Breeden's crime was stealing a street sign in the tiny Indiana town of Odin, a sign named after former National Security Advisor John Poindexter. Breeden announced he was holding the sign for a $30 million ransom. This all took place immediately following Poindexter's resignation as a result of his role in the illegal transfer of money and arms to Iran. Breeden's act of protest earned him a few days in jail and a mention in Howard Zinn's classic, People's History of the United States. Since then, Breeden has continued his work as a peace activist as well as a Unitarian minister. Now, Breeden is running for a spot in the Indiana House of Representatives. He spoke with WFHB News Director Joe Crawford about his candidacy, and we bring you their conversation now for today's WFHB Community Report.
For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. Today, I'll be speaking with the candidate who's running to represent District 46 in the Indiana House of Representatives. Bill Breeden is a Democrat. He's challenging the incumbent, Bob Heaton. Bill Breeden, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You're new to electoral politics, for one thing. Can you just tell us why you think you're the right person to represent them in the state house?
I think I'm the right person to represent 46 for a lot of reasons. One is I've spent better than half of my adult life in the working class. I've been a truck driver, a carpenter, a roofer, and a lot of other things. I know what it's like to live from paycheck to paycheck. That's what I've done all my life. That's what I'm still doing now. It's Social Security check to Social Security check. I work on my own cars, so I know what I live much the same way that the majority of American people live. And I'm concerned that our representative government in Indiana and at the national level also is made up of people who've not lived at that level. I don't know a lot about how the thing works. I have to tell people this. I'm very new at this. I'm fairly quick study. And I also have a lot of friends in the General Assembly that will help me along, and Matt Pierce, Mark Stoops, many others up there who I think have a good experience and I can work with.
Let's talk about education. Do you think that the state of Indiana is too friendly to charter schools, for lack of a better way of putting it?
Yeah, I do. I think they're very friendly to charter schools. And let me be clear, you know, many of my friends have kids in charter schools. I homeschooled. My wife and I homeschooled for several years. We didn't ask the state to pay for our homeschooling. Now you can get vouchers for homeschooling. There's very little oversight over it. Governor Pence intended to expand, with the help of God, the charter school program. I don't think God has anything to do with it. I think it's a public education, and that's what the state ought to be involved with. And I think private schools should raise their own funds to do that. In 2013, the state forgave $94 million in loans to charter schools, 60% of which were failing by the state's own standards. And then last year, they gave them another $50 million loan to charter schools at interest rates that public schools can't get. Well, it's absurd. And what we're doing is corporatizing our education. We're turning it over to bean counters and profit makers. And I think it's a tragedy. We need to balance that out. We need to give money to support public schools in low-income areas. And that's not just true in inner cities. It's also true in rural areas. The rural areas are getting hurt badly by this whole defunding of public education. So we really need to go back, refund the whole thing, give us universal pre-K as an option across the board, and we need to get away from a testing regime, which is really nothing more, in my opinion, than a profit-making system for corporations. We don't have standardized children. I don't think we should have standardized tests. I think we have now entered into a system of education, and it's not just Indiana's fault. The national program's the same kind of thinking, that we think we can punch cards or binary codes and tell what kids are doing. I think we need to get back to trusting teachers and respecting teachers and making it a very honorable profession, and we'll improve our public education.
Let's move on to criminal justice reform. This was there was a bill passed a couple of years ago. It was actually supported by Representative Matt Pierce, who you've mentioned as one of your friends in the legislature. It included a number of changes to sentencing rules, which made it so that some felons are sort of less likely to spend time in prison, while others are probably likely to spend more time. the idea or the way it was described was to lock up the more dangerous people and keep nonviolent offenders out of prison. I wonder, do you think that that's working?
My sense is, in talking to Mark Hamm, who's a professor of criminology at Indiana State University, and other people in the field, it's not working very well. What has happened for a lot of it is that a lot of these people are being sent back to the county jails, which technically keeps them out of prison. But county jails now are being flooded with prisoners that would be in the state system. And the other thing is, you have in our system, you know, we have a private prison up at Newcastle, Indiana, I believe is where it's at, where the state signed a contract guaranteeing them 90% occupancy. Well, if you guarantee 90% occupancy, you're going to have 90% occupancy or better, because you'd get accused of wasting your money if there were too many empty beds. So I think that kind of thinking is absurd. I think it's one of the reasons that Governor Pence wanted to increase those fines for marijuana, is to keep the beds full in the prisons. We need to end the war on drugs. That'll take care an awful lot of the prison situation. Addiction is a real problem. It's not a criminal problem. It's a health problem and an education problem. So I'd like to see us focus more on creating ways in which people can get help with addiction, and working on education. And of course, the bottom line is poverty. You know, when your best job you can get out there is about $8 or $9 an hour. You can't make a living on it. You can't raise a family on it. Those kind of things lead to despair and leads to problem with drugs.
Anybody who watches the Indiana legislature knows that every year there are bills put forward that would essentially make it difficult or impossible to pass new regulations pertaining to environmental standards. And your opponent in this race, Bob Heaton, sponsored a bill last year, and I think also the year before, that would effectively nullify EPA regulations in Indiana.
Yeah.
Do you have a position on that effort?
Well, yeah, I believe in climate change, and I believe in the environment, and I believe it's probably the most important responsibility we have, is to protect this planet for future generations. I think local people should have the right to express themselves and change their regulations, and I certainly think that we need to increase EPA standards rather than decrease them. I think if we had a national bill, or if we had a state bill, to retool our workers and really begin to work on sustainable energy sources, this country would have plenty of jobs at good wages.
So a lot of the positions that you're expressing here are clearly to the left of the Republicans who control the House and the Senate, and currently the governor's office as well. How do you make any progress on these issues that you've outlined if you're so outnumbered in the state government?
Well, you can't. I think about the old Native American who once said, look at the bird. It's got two wings, a left wing and a right wing. It takes them both to fly. And my feeling is, if you beat the supermajority, then you have to work things out. I think Indiana has a strong history of progressive ideas. I think the working class are tired of being ran over. They know that this trickle-down economy that we've faced under the Republicans for decades now is really a suck-up economy. They want us to suck it up while they suck all the money to the top, and that's exactly what has happened.
You've been listening to a conversation with Bill Breeden. He is a Democrat who's running for state representative in District 46. He'll be on the ballot on November 8th. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. I hope everybody goes out and vote. And you can find my website at billbreeden.com. I'd love to have your help. I think we need a political revolution, and it's going to take all of us to bring it about.
Bill Breeden is running against Republican Bob Heaton to represent District 46 in the Indiana House of Representatives. That district includes the northwest part of Bloomington, as well as Ellettsville, Spencer, and part of Terre Haute. WFHB asked Bob Heaton to participate in a candidate forum, but Heaton and his campaign staff did not respond to phone and email messages. You can hear the entire conversation with Breeden, as well as forums with many other local candidates, at wfhb.org.